Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Yeah, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Three shades of black is where I come from. Depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. Cause three shades black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everyday ghouls. No one will ever know what we've been through, and we are proud in the light of the moon. The darkness gives us our thrills.
It's late now. Friday. Let me contain something really quick here. Yeah. You're not going to believe what I got for you right now. You're really not going to believe what I got for you. I got two. I got these two tabs alone. Bombshells. Okay. Bombshells. All right. I don't believe this is happening right now. I don't believe I'm seeing this. I mean, I guess I do. I can't be completely shocked. Yeah, the World Health Organization, John Hopkins and Bill Gates just conducted another pandemic simulation. That's right. Here we go. That's right. Okay, let's see if I got a couple of clips. Of course I do. The title, Catastrophic Contagion, a global challenge exercise. It says took place in October. I'm going to say, I think this is October 23rd, 2022. And I just want to cover some basics of this thing. All right. So we'll get a little preview.
Officials in two Latin American countries alert.
Yeah, the volume just absolutely sucks. It's horrid. It's horrid. All right, let me get it on my other speaker here. See if we can do. And maybe that'll increase the odds of you actually hearing me, you know. That'll make it better. That'll make it better. Let's see here. Right.
Alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region. Severe epidemic enterovirus respiratory syndrome 2025. Over the past 6 weeks alone, there have been 500 confirmed or suspected cases reported. The virus could cause a severe pandemic if early containment and mitigation efforts are not successful.
The pandemic in this type of situation and trend would be a risk for the global health security.
Pandemics are inherently political, financial, and so much broader.
We have not spoken on the leadership in the country, and I think that we need to be also very careful. We cannot decide a lot of things without the leaders.
It's interesting that you can't hear it. The volume sucks. I'm not going to continue playing it. What I'll do is I'll drop it in the Matrix chat. If you want to find out where that's at, find your way over into revolutionaryradiofreedomsubs.com. Get on the donation circuit. Get on the Patreon circuit. Make a donation monthly or just give her a check. There's ways to follow directions in them and make it happen. We appreciate that. Here we go. It's over in Matrix. The link sucks that I have. The volume sucks, and I'm not going to continue with it. So there's that. But, another contagion. Let me read a little bit of this garbage to you. I hope you're sitting down, huh? Hold on to your lunch. Uh-huh. The World Health Organization, John Hopkins and Bill Gates, just conducted another pandemic simulation. This time, the virus is deadlier and targets children. Interesting. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security partnered with the World Health Organization and the Bill Gates Foundation to conduct Catastrophic Contagion, an exercise to stimulate a global pandemic that is deadlier than the coronavirus and especially dangerous for children. Bill Gates was in attendance. Isn't that special? The group conducted Catastrophic Contagion in Brussels, Belgium, on October 23rd, 2022. During the simulation, the World Health Organization, the World Health Organization's Health Advisory Board addressed a fictional severe epidemic enterovirus respiratory syndrome pandemic that originates in Brazil, shocking, and disseminates across the globe. Okay, now we're going to blame Brazil. Well, funny how they're choosing Brazil. The last current president there rejected the entire narrative. Funny. And is currently fighting for his mere existence down there. The exercise simulated a series of WHO emergency health advisory board meetings addressing a fictional pandemic set in the near future. Fictional, but it's set in the near future. Okay. According to the RX list, introviruses including hepatitis A and polio are comprised of RNA into the body through gastrointestinal tract and attack the nervous system. The pandemic simulation also concluded pre-recorded news broadcasts and live briefings from health officials. This similar to earlier simulations, like 201. Anybody ring a bell? 201? Anyone? Anyone? 201? Yeah. A pundit named Jan Misser of GNN, GNN Global News Network, basically CNN, a fictional news outlet, is seen in footage during the pandemic simulation announcing the high death toll, particularly among children, from a pandemic that would have prevented if countries adopted pandemic operational drills and adhered to the WHO's pandemic guidances, like closing down your business, getting on a basic income, and not leaving your house. That's the future they want. And they're going to use as many of these pandemics to scare as many people possible into believing all of this is some real shit. As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive but left with paralysis or brain damage, Messer notes. So this is the narrative. 1 billion cases worldwide, 20 million deaths, nearly 15 million children. So 5 million adults, 15 million children. So we're looking at mainly, wow, holy, and countless millions. And I bet you this particular contagion is going to attack those with no immune system. The most successful countries are those of which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. She continues. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and headed the guidance, the toll might have been much less. Oh, yeah. Oh, they just love ripping the soul out of Americans and the rest of the world. They just love it. Bill, I'm a scumbag, Gates, and senior public officials from Angola, Germany, India, Liberia, Nigeria, and Rwanda moderated discussions during the simulation. Just months before COVID-19 outbreak, the same world elites that conducted severe epidemic intravirus respiratory syndrome 2025 held a similar exercise on October 18th, 2019, dubbed Event 201. Yeah. We know about Event 201. During the high-level pandemic exercise, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the Bloomberg School of Public Health, and the World Economic Forum and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation simulated a global coronavirus pandemic that transmitted from bats to pigs to humans. A blueprint for a coordinated global response to a coronavirus pandemic. And the interesting thing here is that this is an article over here at the Gateway Pundit, huh? The Gateway Pundit. According to the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security website, Event 201, so the people 5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic scenario-based facilitated discussions confronting difficult true-life dilemmas associated with response to hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic. 15 global businesses, government, and public health leaders were players in the simulation exercise that highlighted unresolved real-world policy and economic issues that could be solved with sufficient political will, financial investment, and attention now and in the future. Strip them of their free will, lock them down in their homes. Give them a universal basic income and limited items of which they could purchase. Plenty of drugs and alcohol, computer games. And you just stay home and deal with your illness. And then we'll come get your body. And if you're not happy with your living quarters, come down to the hospital. 90 days, we'll do a review. And if you feel like you still don't want to be here any longer, we'll kill you. Free of charge. Yeah, back to the article. Executives from pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, oh, lovely, and Merck, oh, my goodness, for myself, as well as the executive director of the Bill Gates-controlled Global Fund and the president of the UPS Foundation, were featured at the event conducted just months before the coronavirus started making global headlines. This is the Gateway Pundit here. They're really laying it all out. I'm pretty impressed with Gateway Pundit right now. John Hopkins Center for Health Security posted several videos on its YouTube channel from the simulation. Event 201, a global pandemic exercise. So I played that for you before. Yeah. Garbage. So there's that. How we doing over in chat? Hey, Gear Jammer. Hey, somebody with some really, really poor skills when it comes to clearing the snow off their vehicle. That's a real sad sight to see. I see that up here and I just laugh because, you know, at real cold nights, all that turns to ice and they end up, bumper planting into a tree. And then here I come along. May Street. Here I come along in my 20-year-old Chevy. Huh? And I pull them right out of here. Yeah, I pull them right out of here, right down the hill, 40 miles. I tell them not to come back. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so who we got in here? Gear Jamma. Oregon Green. Yeah. Oh, I got some other stuff here, too. We got Keith AZ. He's out. I'm in. Fleeced. Here we go. Dale. MC Jones. That's one person, nicely. Hey, Arenio, how we doing? And we got Zoe up in here. Okay, we got some cats hanging out. Robert to 54, Gino up in this. Billy Badass Assassin. Yeah, we got some cats up in here right now. Not too bad. Not too bad over here at the Matrix chat room. I recommend you check it out. Let's continue. Yeah, Rhode Island school official says misgendering trans children is an act of violence. It needs to be dealt with accordingly. And it's a shame I can't show everybody her picture here. But again, find your way over to revolution.radiofreedomships.com. And I'm going to drop the chat. Jerry Bear, how you doing? You went on? Jerry Bear, I'll bring you on if you went on, Jerry Bear. I got no issues with that. I haven't thrown the link out to too many cats. Ain't nobody reached out to me. Mr. Wayne, the hijacker. Oh, I got people hitting me up right now. Okay. All right. Let's see. We'll throw a couple things out there. We'll go there. Hi, Jack. I'm coming for you. Oh, I know Jacker's only got the important stuff, so we'll get the hijacker right here. And right, I don't know if that's the hijacker or not. Yeah, that's the hijacker. All right, that's the hijacker. There we go. All right. Okay, Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne. It's up to you, Chief, if you want on. Okay, well, I'm not sure if my speaker's even working. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. Hi, Jacker. Rob, welcome to the broadcast. Nick, welcome to the broadcast. You know the drill. You're in the garage. The two of you, you've got a wrench. You've had it for quite some time now. Hi, Jacker. You'll make your way back in. Nick, how are you? Nick is apparently not on the program. Okay. All right, Mr. Wayne, thanks for listening. I appreciate that. Let's get back into this here. This broad, I can't believe this. They gave this broad such a platform. Also on the Gateway Pundit, a growing fan of these cats. Jennifer Lima. Okay. Jack, are you with us?
Yeah, I got bumped. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me finish this article and I'll throw you the mic. This broad right here, and she's part of the problem. And you could just tell, like this is, part of the problem. Jennifer Lima is on the North Kingstown District School Committee and was previously responsible for imposing anti-racist policies in the district schools. Anti-racist, huh? Okay, yeah. Last year, Lima faced a recall vote for pushing Marxism and critical race theory, according to a report from Fox. Earlier this month, Lima shared a post on Facebook on her official committee page saying that I recognize that some may find the use of the word violence in this post extreme. Violence is defined by the World Health Organization as an intentional use of physical force or power threatened or actual against oneself. I don't belong to the World Health Organization, okay? I don't. All right? And against a group or community that either results in or has the high likelihood of resulting in injury, death, psychological harm. See, they're going to hold on to psychological harm. They're all a bunch of victims. Maldevelopment or deprivation. And the lockdowns had nothing to do with any of this, nor did the mask, nor did children going to school at 6 foot of distancing and in the mask, forced vaccination. None of this had anything to do with psychological harm, injury, death. Forget about it. All right, I'm done with this article. You want to see the rest, you want to read it for yourself, you'll find your way over to the Matrix chat room. Is that right? Good. Chair Bear, Driver Dan, appreciate it. Jacker, 3 minutes. Jacker, you're muted. Still muted. All right. Reconnect, Jacker, when you get a chance. Still muted.
Yeah, just give me a minute, mechanic. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Handle it. All right. No problem. Did I miss anybody else here? No. All right. Turns out Jacker's not prepared. Needs a little bit of time. Granted. All right. Here's my other bombshell, okay? Listen, you got to check out this contagion thing. That's pretty important shit, and I'm going to watch that entire thing. It's like 3 hours or whatever, so we'll check that out. But I don't know if anybody knows the name, if anybody remembers the name. Okay. Catherine Jones, okay? Catherine Jones, all right, age 51. She's my age. She looks like absolute shit. Was booked into Miami-Dade jail early Friday after her arrest on charges of exploitation of elderly. organized scheme to fraud, conspiracy to commit organized scheme to fraud, to defraud, kidnapping, false imprisonment, and fraudulent use of personal identification. What's significant about this broad? Let me tell you. She was a guest correspondent on several news outlets. That's CNN, MSNBC, top five, right? M5M, right? Tucker Carlson. Her role was a feminist, always bashing men, always this, always that. Turns out, behind the scenes, she'd done forcibly removed her own mother from her house. Feminist correspondent for Fox TV. Forcibly removed her mother from her own house into a convalescent home. Took all her money from the accounts. Tried to open up credit cards in her name. Mom's name, not hers. And left mom in the convalescent home. Mom, rational enough, smart enough, coherent enough, finds her way out. Now the daughter has been arrested. Charged with kidnapping, financially exploiting her elderly mother. This is a feminist.
Not only that, her mother figured how to get out. She got out. Her daughter went and got her, took her to another facility, said she had dementia, and put her in there. And then she did a reverse mortgage so that she got paid money from the reverse mortgage directly into her account.
That's right. That's right. This chick turned out to be a complete fraud. And if you look at her in her hearing, in her arraignment, this chick is some coked out, just some coked out hooker. I'm sorry, but, you know, crackhead. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she didn't get any bail. She was a stable of Tucker Carlson. I've seen her a couple dozen times.
Oh, yeah, she's there all the time. All the time. Bashing men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's called the liberal Sherpa. Sherpa.
The classic man hater, basically, essentially. Yeah. She's under the impression that every woman in the United States is oppressed by men.
And the reason why she didn't get any bail, but she's going to stay there until trial, is that she's moved many times to avoid arrest, even jumped over to Mexico. And then for some
Fox
reason...
Fox TV, I mean, subscribe to this chick's garbage. Unreal. Unreal.
Well, I mean, Tucker used her to laugh at the left's positions. That's why he had her on.
You call it whatever you want.
It was a form of... open mockery.
Uh-huh.
So Tucker would bring her on to show you how whacked out these people really are.
And he's good at that. He does that regularly.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Think it's hilarious. I think the irony of the times in which we live are hysterical, you know?
Do you know her big mistake was? What her big mistake? Well, yeah. What I'm saying.
I mean, start to finish. Go ahead.
If she had done what she did to her mother in New York, no problem. She did it in Florida. Oh, the old people, they own Florida. I can tell you through experience. If you're old, you got more than constitutional rights in Florida. I mean, you can't do anything.
You don't have to run from the bad guy in Florida.
Right. Yeah,
I mean. You don't got to run from the bad guy.
You literally could have an old man pull a pistol out and kill somebody on the street.
Yeah.
And that old man's going to walk. He's not even going to go to jail.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, she messed around with Florida.
Well, they got the Castle Doctrine. Down in Florida, the Castle Doctrine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead. Did you have something important to add to tonight's broadcast?
Well, what you said is like really, really important, that they're doubling down. If they're doing another event 201.
Yes, sir.
And I think they're using five African nations for this tabletop exercise.
Yes, sir.
India.
They're going to go after all of these poor nations, bro, and destroy, bro. Wreak havoc, dude.
Yeah.
You watch.
And they say this thing is going to be 10 times the killer that supposedly.
Yeah. It ain't going to come here like it did in the past. They're going to go after these third world nations now. You watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it, but that's one of the plays that they can play. But the other one I'm watching, in which I'm almost guaranteed now, I almost think we're guaranteed now a big war. And that is
I disagree with that notion, but go ahead.
Right. They've dropped off 700 tanks to Poland. These are Abram A1B1 or whatever they are. They're the big fat butted. I mean, they're a big tank. And then the other thing is they're going to drop off over another 2,500 pieces of military vehicles and equipment.
I think there's an exercise coming up next month between NATO, and Poland's a part of that. And I think that these military vehicles are there for a reason. A bunch of showboating going on with some big NATO exercise.
That's 3,000 vehicles. 1,000 are supposed to be tanks. What are you talking about?
Maybe there's going to be a financial deal going on as well.
Well, all I know is Russia, they can take us in the Ukraine if it's tank-to-tank battle. Or if you want to do drones or, you know, ground war, that type of thing.
Look, but, if America starts taking Russia head-on, we're screwed. It's going to be Red Dawn, and Russia is going to be the enemy, not by choice, but by proxy. You know,
right? That's my point. My point is that Russia knows they cannot take the combined air power, the air superiority of NATO. The Russians just can't. I mean, they got like 1,500 fighter jets, right?
Russia would be in real trouble, man. They would just pull a nuke on America.
Right. They wouldn't even wait. That's the scary thing.
And why would they bother? Hey, listen, if we did it to Japan, they could do it to us.
Yeah. But my point is they wouldn't wait until the last minute when their air force is so degraded. You know, they've lost half their fighter jets and their capacity. And then all of a sudden they go, okay, let's go a nuke. I don't even think they're going to wait. I think once they realize that the combined air superiority is going to hit Russia, I think they're going to already decide, okay, we're going to go first strike. And that would fall in line with Dmitry Dudeman's prophecy that Russia hits us, our military installations in the 12 most wicked cities, without talking about nuclear, and that the three or four nations from south of our border, including Argentina, or Venezuela, Nicaragua, I can't remember them all. And that also China hits us from the Atlantic side. And also a lot of these dreams and visions that these people have had, including a lot of children, about when the power goes out, when they see the bright flashes, and then the power goes out, is right. It always seems to be when there's Christmas lights on. They don't know if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, but so if we see that this is going to go hot openly with NATO, toe-to-toe with Russia, then I think that Dmitry Dudeman's prophecy is going to come true. So anyways, I wanted to get that out there, let people know. I personally think that the fuse has been lit. And I'm thinking Putin now, he's working through his soul. He's working up to realizing that he's going to be responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths. And he's just calculating, is there any way out of this thing? And I don't think he sees it. And then he's going to revert to his nature, which is how he won most of his fist fights when he was growing up. He sucker punched the guy, even though they were bigger, first. And he got the advantage. He was able to daze his opponent. And then he went nuts on him and was able to beat him. And so I think he's going to do the same thing, just like what he did to Ukraine. They were getting ready to pop him. I'm talking about the Ukrainian army. And then Putin jumped them first and busted their knuckles. he jumped him for a sucker punch to stop the March 8th invasion. He jumped February 26th when he knew the war was on. And that's what this is going to do. What all these tanks is telling me is that somebody's made a decision. And they think that this thing is going to be limited to a ground war in the Ukraine. And I don't think so. I really don't think so. So between those two, your bad news, mechanic, and mine, I mean, we at least got double X, or if not triple X, fear porn going right now. I mean, wow. It's really scary no matter which way you look at it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a real problem. And for me, again, the battle is unique for every individual. And we all have our own set of circumstances that we need to kind of get through. And for me, I'm on this little island, Jacker, and I've been rejected by a bunch of loons twice in two elections. And I feel pretty well acknowledged. I know I wasn't ignored. I got 2.5 years of a pattern of discrimination by a guy who just recently quit and moved out of state. That's a sign of guilt. So I'm going to be moving forward with a bunch of things. On the West Coast, where you and I are at currently, they're putting towns, little tiny towns here and there, back in the tier system. And I got to tell you, they pull that again up here, bro. I'm going to level up. Things are going to get real dangerous at this point.
Mechanic, you know, the best thing that you can do is move. You need to go to like and to like.
Oh, no, I'm moving right down to South County. That'll probably happen within a couple of months. I'll go right down
to
South
County.
I don't
know why you don't move to Montana. Move to...
Well, no, just listen. We just got a big, pretty decent red wave down there in South County. Red sheriff, constitutional sheriff. She had a lot of great things to say. Felt pretty good about it. So we're going to go down there, and we're gonna investigate that scenario. And then if that doesn't work, it literally, it's like 25 miles to the border of Nevada, where they just got a conservative governor as well. They probably won't close. So I have time to find a suitable state to live in as I work my way east, I guess, which really sucks. But, yeah, Montana's got some decent sheriffs. It's all about the sheriff, man, and you know this. It's all about the sheriff. If you got the right mind, right sheriff, and the right frame of mind, you could be a free person in that county, at least, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. That's where we are, you know?
Yeah, but what I'm saying, mechanic, is that you're a master mechanic. You can take those skills anywhere.
Oh, I know. I'm just not the type to give up and run. And right now,
it's like what the Bible calls wisdom. A wise man sees evil coming and hides himself. So if you can't stop it, you got a wave of evil coming. What do you think's going to happen when the power goes off and all hell breaks loose? What do you think some of those people that you live on that mountaintop, they hate you so bad?
I got a convertible trailer. Fully enclosed, locked and loaded, ready to go. It's got all kinds of stuff in there. Storage, ammo, fuel, generator, all kinds of tools, fully camp ready, mattress, blankets. I got gear. So, and there's a truck parked right in front of it. And I'll be out, bro. It'll be that quick.
Well, that's good. So you got a bug out trailer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm fully equipped, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm ready to go anytime.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Nevada. I mean, there's not that much water there. I'd go to
some
place.
Just, look, I baby-step my way out because I know people in certain states. So I'm just going to hit up these states as I make my way west or east, and we'll see where it takes me, man. Let's see. We're getting into winter, dude, and I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff on the table right now. Between December 23rd in the new year, we're supposed to get snow every day. 8 days straight of snow. Now, I experienced that only one other time up here, and it was absolutely insane. Just cars abandoned everywhere. Buried, you know, as we got into April and May and June, so on the side of the road, you would see cars starting to de-thaw and mirrors sticking out of still like 7 and 8 foot walls. And they want us to believe in this like global increase in temperature. These people are loons, man. People are absolute loons, bro. We're headed for a mini ice age on it. And I'm not the only one saying it. No. In Oxford, have you heard about this, Tucker? Oxford. In the UK, little town, Oxford. You got the city council or the county council over there, I think it is. Yeah. Voted on a proposal to do a it's not a mock down, it's a trial for like a 2 year period where they're going to lock down everyone to within like 2 miles or 20 minutes of their front door. And you have to have a permit to go beyond it. They're going to pick and choose what you can buy, what you can sell, what income you're on. Everything is going to be completely handled by the government. It's going to be a complete trial. And what happens in this thing, it's going to be the blueprint on how to fix what they need to and go forward with it for every country. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard of this.
Yeah. It's called climate emergency lockdown scenarios. Simulation, basically, right? Simulation. Yeah, so that's on the table, right? In the UK, and you know that's going to come further west. So I don't know how we're going to combat that here. Non-compliance. I do see many, many, many more people waking up to the nonsense. They're going to have a real hard time this next time around, especially with the vaccine damage that's on the table right now. It's already in the front of Congress. I just don't see them doing it. I don't see them doing it. Not here. That's why I think they're going to these other countries. That's why they're going to blame it on Brazil because of Bolsonaro and his pushback. I tell you what, here's the thing. I'm calling it right now. Today is what? December 11th, 2022. Late night with the mechanic and the hijacker. If Bolsonaro remains in office, he will have a major, major pandemic between now and 2025, of which it will be real and it will destroy millions of the Brazilian population because they hate that dude. They don't want any part of that dude. And that dude stands for the core of freedom in that country. They love Bolsonaro. That dude is to Brazil what Putin is to Russia. You disagree, Jacker?
No. From everything I've seen, I know about the guy. Not that I study him that closely, but yeah, I would agree. I would agree that they, but Brazil society is pretty savage already. I mean,
yep. Latin people have no strangers to fighting off commies.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when they get brutal and they go criminal. I mean, they really go brutal.
Oh yeah, they cut heads off and replace them with horse heads and leave them in under the sheets for you. They don't care. They do.
But I mean, even when they rob. I mean, who robs poor people at a bus stop? You know,
They're a brutal nation. And right now, you got a bunch of politicians who just in the Supreme Court of Brazil let a dude. Hey,
Susie Q, how you doing?
They let the Supreme Court, a judge, let this dude out of prison who was convicted. I don't know what the sentence was, for 25 years or something. Nullified the sentence, let him out on his own recog, ran
a corrupt, fraudulent election of which he supposedly won, and now are denying any wrongdoing and won't allow any kind of official rule over the election. So now it's completely in the hands of the Brazilian military. And this is what I know about that.
Yeah, and those guys better hang together.
According to some, there was a meeting that took place behind closed doors for the first time in like 5 weeks. This is the first time that he has spoken to these leaders in the military in person behind closed doors. Privacy, no phones. I'm sure there was no recording devices, nothing. Everybody was searched, the whole thing. That word is, and currently there is military mobilization taking place in Brazil. The word is that he told the military, many of you, high-ranking and low-ranking, will be purged. So you must decide on your own what to do. Everything you are seeing right now, we saw in 1964 and again in 1985. It is up to you to stop it. I will back you 100%. The people will back you 100%. But it is solely in your hands. He's talking to the generals, the military in Brazil. And it's my understanding.
Is this Bolsonaro or Lula?
Yeah, Bolsonaro.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's my understanding. Remember, Bolsonaro's a veteran. Bolsonaro was around in 86, 85. Okay. So when they got back their republic, when they reinstituted their constitution, when they went away from communism. All right. They know what communism is to a T. They have full understanding of communism. They're not going to be a round two of communism in Brazil. What's your thoughts on that, Jagger?
Yeah, the people who have lived through it, they know all about it. They, you know, it's only these people that are idealists. They always say, well, Stalin didn't do it right. Mao didn't do it. You know, they always come up with, no.
What 120 million is, tells me they did exactly what they wanted to.
Right. Most people don't understand what communism is. It's a criminal enterprise masquerading as a political ideology. That's what it is. It's a gang of criminals that get control of the government. And then they have what they call this ideological type of communism structure that they impose in order for it to control. But it's thuggery. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But
and they want to destroy everything. Have you heard this article by the WEF? The next referendum they want to have in every government on the planet? Kill your pets. Your pets are harmful to the environment. Must sacrifice your pet. CNN doing articles where they're telling people, the most humane thing to do is just stop feeding them and eventually they'll die. Yeah, starve your pets. Quit feeding your pets.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that's as time.
They want to rip the soul out of us. They want us to hate our existence, so we will voluntarily go to these suicide machines, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Not good, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, dude. You got your own plot that you think's coming, this major war, but I think the war's already started. I think this is just a distraction, a money laundering event. I think there's a 20-30% chance that Putin's involved in it. In the destruction.
I don't know. I mean,
He's got a history with the World Economic Forum, but he did throw out the central banking system. He did throw out, you know, some of the major, the biggest franchises in the world. He's the heaviest, leaned on country on the planet. I agree.
Did you hear the latest today? What he did?
What he got?
Oh, you're
I've heard a few things. So
everybody that owns gold is going to love this. So this is what Putin did today. A couple of days ago, the European Union got together and they go, we're going to put sanctions on Russia again, and we're going to cap anybody that wants to buy oil from Russia. It's capped at $60 a barrel, which is just a few dollars. You know, it might be $10, maybe $15 over what it takes to produce it. Knocking the big money out of it. And so you can't buy Russia oil. It's capped at $60 a barrel. Doesn't matter what the market rate is. I think right now it's like 80 or 85, something like that, I think. But it's up there. So Putin said, okay, I'll tell you what. We will go along with the cap. We'll go along with the cap, but what we
$80 a barrel. Then when they wanted 60, right? They wanted 60.
So Putin says we'll go along with the 60. That's fine. You know, we'll put it on tankers and you can buy it. However, when you pay your $60, you got to pay it with a gram of gold.
Ooh.
So basically, a gram of gold goes for about $60. So. Yeah. Somebody's calculated out how much oil they got and how much gold you'd have to pay. And they quickly realize, wow, gold's going to go up to like 35.
Yeah. 4,000. I mean, every little bit, even a tiny bit of gold that you have will skyrocket.
Yeah. Right. And since Russia is one of the main, not only producers, but hoarders of gold, them in China and India, they're just like nuts. They're really into the gold thing. That means that if that goes up, you're talking about he could flip this whole system to where, you know, Russia, India, China end up being, you know, especially if the dollar crashes, being the wealthiest nations on the earth.
Yeah.
So just that one little thing. Pay it. We'll go 60, but you got to pay us in gold.
America doesn't have that kind of gold reserves, so we're going to be forced to go right back to oil. We are going to be forced to go right back to oil in this country. And Congress, now that we got the House, they're probably going to pass a bill, write a bill, et cetera. They're going to be able to override Biden, and I'm telling you, they're going to turn on the gas in this country before I give it February 23. We will be pumping our own gas in this country again.
Yeah. In fact, it might be
even depending sooner.
The big thing I'm worried about, Mechanic, yeah, is that as we see what Robert Revolt said tonight in his incendiary radio over on RBN, he does a 2-hour program and he does the best of the best for the week. He gave me a mention. He actually went ahead and quoted me about my feeling considering that we're on the verge of World War III because of all these tanks. But my point was, is that as we see what he calls the cascading series or convergence of all these events, everybody's saying the death wave is coming. It's here.
I still think 4 to 5 months.
Well, no, what they're saying is that it is now here, and it's just like a tidal wave. It's going to build.
Right.
You know, like in Japan, when they had the big tsunami.
Oh, Japan is not happy. Japan is not happy. Let me tell you what. If Japan finds out, just based on what I know about Japan, if they find out that this was something that America contrived, and Japan will see that as an attack. They will.
Oh, yeah, no.
They absolutely will.
No, these guys have got us made out They got America made out to be the pariah of the earth. There's so many people angry at us.
Bricks. All different sides. We are in real trouble. We are if we don't do something to change this ourselves, we are gonna face some real turmoil with these other nations that we've gone in there and vaccinated, and holy shit.
Well, that gets into the prophecy of Dmitry Dudeman, that we get attacked by both Russia and China and five South American or Central American and South American countries from the South. And of course, they've already got all these young men here, all these border crossers, you know, and so they already got large sections to where it's not going to be defendable. You know, it's what John Wayne calls the fifth column. But my point is that because we are hitting this cascading series convergence of all these different events, the fuel, the illegal immigration, the food, the supply train scarcity, the death wave, the dollar crashing, is that they got no choice but to try to start a war. They have to basically.
Well, they're gonna need American support one way or another. So it's got to either be go to war, throw up the big patriot flag, and we're gonna free the Ukrainians from this Russia stronghold, fabricate this narrative, right? Or it's start pumping oil again and open up the country and everybody's making money and look at what the Democrats did and we created all these jobs. And
what part of 3,000 military vehicles, including 1,000 tanks, don't you get?
Well, I told you, I believe that there's a big, flashy NATO military.
Not that big. I mean, that's like, how many divisions is that? Let's see, 1,000, 3,000, that's... 300. That's like.
Don't you hope I'm right though?
10 divisions.
Why do you want me to be wrong so bad?
No, what I'm saying is that if the handwriting's on the wall, they've already made the commitment.
Mm.
That's my point. They know how bad it's going to be, and that they only got the war card to buy their way out. They'll probably do your what you're talking about in Africa. In Central America, South America, with the pandemic, they'll probably hit us with that too. I mean, it looks like they're getting ready to hit us with every single thing. And Putin knows he can't stand up against NATO combined air power.
Yeah, but look who's leaving NATO: Turkey. If Turkey leaves NATO, that'll give Russia another ally. Now he's got Turkey, India, and China. Dude, NATO's not
going to
do shit.
Nah, you take a look at it.
You just don't have any optimism, do you?
No, it's the amount of aircraft, the amount of fighter jets that Russia has compared to combined.
They're going to have to go after China. They're going to have to go after India because I'm telling Serbia, there's another one. Syria, there's another one. Syria, not Serbia, Syria. You're going to have to deal with that, too, because that guy is in bed with Putin. They're great friends. They respect each other. So it's going to be Turkey, Syria, Russia, China. And then, look, where was Xi Jinping?
It'll be Israel.
Xi Jinping was in the Middle East today. What was he doing?
Yeah, it's going to be Turkey against Greece, Israel against Iran, the Shias. It's going to be Pakistan, man. India.
All North these people are Korea fighting against South Korea. These people are rejecting the New World Order. These other countries are rejecting the New World Order. It's the West that's trying to push it on the rest of the world. It's total garbage. Noncompliance, that's it. 100% unilateral, universal noncompliance. That's just it. That's what it's going to take, and that's going to be a nationwide thing. You know?
I think it's going to be worldwide, Mechanic. I'm even worried that it's going to happen during this Christmas season, just because of those visions and dreams, especially of the children.
Yeah.
You know, different people, different places, different walks of life, plumbers, you know.
Okay, so see, the pandemic is much cleaner than war.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it just to me.
War gives all these governments massive power to be able to completely censor, lock down. People don't, we won't know nothing. There could be 50 million Africans dying through a new pandemic release. And if we're at war with Russia, we would never even hear about it. You're talking about, they would lock down everything, all that information, including the internet. That's why I'm scared. I think they're backed into such a corner that all they got left is the big war card to play.
And I just told you another card. I mean, so you know you have another card, but
yeah, but
no,
not
locally. There's a sheriff. I'm not going to name the county, but there's a sheriff that I did some investigation into, and he's on the right side of this. I also want some parents to know out there that if you think you're under the threat of CPS taking your kid because you refuse the mutilation process called gender affirmation care, if you reject that and the CPS is threatening to take your kids as a result, my advice to you is to start making phone calls to sheriffs in states that you think you could live in and find out where they stand with this. Tell them a little bit about what your situation is and find out that if they were to come there, that they could count on your constitutional rights being protected and that CPS would not be able to carry on this case against you. Now, there are many sheriffs that are coming wise to these things, Jacker. And again, the sheriff's going to play a pivotal role in the direction that this country goes. It really is. The sheriff is going to be at the top of many of these decisions coming down the pipe. It's going to be bigger than COVID-19. And they try to do these climate lockdowns in this country. Ooh, I don't even think a full amount of the people on the left will buy into that one. I don't think that's going to fly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I think they know about the lockdown. I think they know about another round of vaccines, and that's why I'm thinking they're going to go to the war club. But you're right about the sheriffs. When this thing does hit, and I'm thinking that one of the things the great and mighty King of Mother Russia is going to do, that's going to actually be the precursor to his attack on especially the American military facilities, is going to be EMP. And when we go into darkness, you're right, the country is going to shatter into about 7,000 kingdoms of the American law enforcement power tree. It's going to go to the strongman model. And right now, as it appears, like the 3,000 counties and 3,500 counties close to it and 3,500 medium to large cities. That's where you get the 7,000, give or take 1,000 or so. It's going to be the group of men that are the most organized and knowing that they are in the right. And it could even be you, mechanic. You survived the initial assassination attempt, all these evil people around you, and then the group of good guys come around you. They pen the star on your chest. They go, okay, mechanic, you're now king of this island in the sky. You got the mountaintop.
I think it's pretty 3 years in, and cause this is when, right about now, is the 3 year anniversary this month in America anyways. And 3 years in, and I tell you what, Jacker, I'm in a county designed and most likely ran by Freemasons. And the signs of this are all over the place. Fire Department 331 or 3,331. Yeah. Okay. Shit like that, right? Freemason Lodge 333, right down the same block as the Sheriff's Department. Okay. I mean, come on. So It's ridiculousness. And the history of this place, they got a Masonic mine. They got a Masonic road. You know, and the counter's not that big. And I have remained untouched. Not even detained. And I have done things that if I would have done anywhere else, I would have been in cuffs and in jail, no question. If I would have done that in San Diego, I would have gone to jail for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Oh, if you had done what you did in South Carolina, you'd be you'd be rivaling me for as many times as I've been locked up.
For sure, for sure, for sure. But up here, it's like synchronicity. It's like something put me here with these people at this time in this moment for a reason. That's what's keeping me here. I can't help but think it. And it could be just lying to myself or living a fantasy or something. But I think I'm going to play a big role here coming up when a lot of this is exposed. I've already made some headway with the Board of Supervisors. They know I need to be taken seriously. There's a lot of things on the table right now that I haven't shared on the air that are just absolutely spectacular. And there's just a lot of things coming to the table, a lot of things. We'll see. Yeah, I think we're going to have a death wave here in this town, 70% vaccinated. I think we're going to have a lot of vacant. I think we're going to have some new housing is going to come up. We're going to have some more housing. A lot of deaths are going to happen. All of a sudden, a lot of housing is going to free up. In fact, what I see happening is they just dumped, I think, a $14 million into a project called the Parcel. And it's literally right out of a chapter of the World Economic Forum. It's a pod, approximately, I think, of 15 to 20 feet deep, 8 to 10 feet wide, 8 feet tall, all the essentials in there. I think just for two people in each pod or three people. I'm not sure how it's set up, but it's mostly employee housing type arrangements, temporary arrangements, coming and going, low housing. I don't even think you're allowed to have a car on the property. I think everything is wired on behalf of the government. It's low housings, low income housing, so you have to make next to nothing to qualify. So there'll be a good number of people there that don't even work. So, man, this could be a strange, strange thing to see. Can't wait. Can't wait. I'm built for these things. And I'm gonna battle.
I don't know, mechanic. Go to Alaska. Open up a automotive mechanic shop. You fix snow machines. You do all kinds of stuff.
There's a resort in Montana. It's about 125 miles south of the Canadian border. And it's a huge resort, beautiful resort. The snow is awesome. I heard the sheriff is outstanding. It's open carry. The people are driving around. They got shotguns on their dashboards. Okay. Everybody's got a sidearm. State-ran liquor stores. Not even open on Sunday. I think it's still in part of the one of those restrictive states, right?
Yeah, the blue laws.
Yeah, something like that. And then they have my industries up there. There's a couple of them. I could reasonably go up there with my skills and have a very similar situation there that I do here, but in a much freer state. I'd have to start at the bottom. But I would rise to the top.
Really. See, my point is, mechanic, now that you put your flag up there and they know what you're like, a lot of those people, they're really violent. And if things break down, they're going to start. I mean, they're also psychopaths and paranoid. And so you mix all that together and they got a gun, they're going to be thinking, you know, maybe I need to kill that mechanic before he kills me. And that's part of the paranoia that's, you know, once this darkness hits us, it's going to run rampant. I mean, it's going to be crazy. You know, there might be.
Here's the thing. Let me describe the community a little bit better so you have a better understanding. And I think I can lessen some of your concern. Duly noted, based on some of the description I've given. This town, a good number of them wore two or three masks, which tells me the mere sound of a shotgun or a pistol would scare the living daylights out of them. They would immediately call the police. This town would resort to the police. Now, there might be maybe a really, really small percentage. I'm talking really small, bro. Less than, I would say, 2 or 3% of this population would have the nerve that it takes to come after a dude like me. And the cops have told them all, you know. There's been countless conversations. Everybody's been told to back off. I'll handle myself. They know every weapon I got, these cops. They know every single weapon I got. That DA has ran me up and down the state of California and across the entire nation. They know every weapon I have. They probably know where I keep it in the house. Wouldn't shock me. Would not surprise me. And they have done nothing to me. I've broken no laws. In fact, they've told me, you know, on the side, many of them, they've told me, I can't do anything against you because I believe in what you're doing. It's quite the conundrum that I've created up here, you know.
We'll see. Yeah, but 2-3%. It only takes one psychopath, mechanic.
True. And look, I'm a big proponent of situational awareness. I know who's behind me. I know what lift I'm on. Even on the lift, bro, I'm looking at who I'm getting on the lift with all of the time. I know where I'm sitting on the lift at. I know where my hands are at. I just know. And look, I'm no stranger to violence, man. I'll be honest with you. I'm no stranger to violence. And I'll know when I got to strike first if I need to, or when to hold them if I need to. I mean, look, I got to trust my instincts. It's gotten me to this point. I mean, I know you have a lot of hyperbolic, experience. You've experienced a lot, and you know what can happen, which I can appreciate. You know what can happen, Jacker. All right? So I'm not discrediting you. You know exactly what can happen, but I have the right. I built the bridges with who I believe are the right individuals. And I think the word got out that this guy's not to be harmed. Because, look, in the beginning of this was I was in like 3 to 4 months in. Two fights, probably two physical confrontations. Didn't last long. Very short-lived. I mean, I just had to establish that I wasn't going to be moving, and that they had to reconsider their options, and that's exactly what happened. I didn't have to strike anybody or draw any blood or nothing like that, but the moment came to where somebody went hands-on to me and said, all right, you got to go. You're not wearing a mask. They went hands-on, and I immediately shut that shit down. I made a point. Listen, this ain't about me. This is about everybody else out there. I've got it really easy. If this town is blessed by the cops they have. It's absolutely blessed, and they don't see it. That's the real tragedy. You know, they see very little of the, you know, that many people of the community called and begged law enforcement to make an arrest. You saw it on the video of me on the bus, where I was in front of the bus on foot. And one of the staff members from the mountain, Kristen was her name, likes to wear a bandana under her mammoth hat. And I don't understand how you can't arrest him, was her question to the police, of which there were two, a sergeant and an officer, right? At the same time, there was an appellate court judge out of Ventura right there, handing his card over to the sergeant. telling the sergeant, hey, you can throw this guy off the bus anytime you want. You tell the chief I said so. The sergeant looked at him and said, I think we'll find other means. Thank you. And walked away, completely ignored the judge, completely ignored the staff, told the staff I wasn't breaking any laws. Do you know how all of this took place? I explained all the statutes. I went to the chief and the DA and I showed them everything. There's not a single penal code in any of the mandates, any of the funding agreements, any of the contracts between the state and the county for the closures, the mandates. They received funding for the mandates to follow through with the mandates. They received a certain amount of funding. So this funding was dependent where the funding said, let's backtrack. The funding said that if the county or the recipient or sub-recipient should fail to enforce the mandates, further restrictions or subsequently suspension of further funding will ensue. No penal codes listed. They left it up to the county on how to enforce it. So how do you enforce something that's not law to freedom-loving individuals, Jecker? You scare the living daylights out of them. And I just wasn't scared.
I wasn't scared enough. You had people that still respected the law. There are places in the country which it doesn't work like that. South Carolina being one. But I found out it's in a lot of places. In fact, I found out when somebody's got enough political power, they can pretty much lock your ass up. They can do what they want. There's no law. I'm convinced of that. So, yeah, I'm just saying, mechanic, I don't know why you just don't start a life someplace else and establish a business, figure out that we're going to go through hell for a couple of years, figure out where's the best place to make your stand, you know, and try to make it to the other side. I mean, I wouldn't start off with living with a bunch of enemies when this thing goes down. Although you seem to think that them being vaxxed is going to kill them off. You might be right.
Unfortunately, I now have two individuals that have passed that I know only one person from me. Only one person removed. Only one person removed now. That's how close it is to me in this town. People are dying around me now. It's undeniable. People are dying around me in this town. And the town is really small. 8,000 full-time residents. 60% senior citizens. 20-30% Hispanic. And then the rest are just a goulash of white and mix and this and that. So the majority of Hispanics are vaccinated. 90% of Hispanics are vaccinated. 90%. That's crazy. That's crazy. Why would they kill off their own work and labor force? That's going to make everything so much more expensive up here when they can't find staffing. So many people are just going to be – businesses are going to close left and right. They won't be able to keep them open because they don't have the staff. Plenty of customers, no staff. No staff. That's a problem. It's a real problem, man. I really see.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Why don't you go to some place where you got?
I'm not worried about it. My skills will come in. I'll probably double my salary if I stay here. I will double my salary because my skills will become in huge demand. Dude, it's not just things I can work on. It's what I can drive. Tractor, tow truck, you know, these types of things. It's things that they don't have, things I can work on, things I can drive, things I can plan. They don't have it. I could really be in a great place if I decide to stay.
Yeah, well, you might be right. That death wave is going to affect. It's already affecting housing prices. That BlackRock, they have now locked up paying out some of these mortgage-backed investor pools, and I think they've stopped buying houses now. And I think nationwide, I think the prices have come down 8 to 10%, some places more.
There's going to be a big bubble, like bigger than there was in 2008. What do you think? I think it's going to be bigger than 2008. I think we're looking at a big housing crash. It's going to take the cars with it. It's going to take automobiles with it. So, you know, Ford's not going to be able to sell this new EV for shit. That's going to be sitting in a storage lot somewhere for years, because the batteries are going to be too expensive for anybody to replace. It's not economically feasible, EV cars. So that's going to be a problem. And then these cars, they're not going to be able to inflate them. You go out and get a Chevy Silverado, a 2022 Chevy Silverado right now, with all the options on it, four-wheel drive, decent tires, decent rims, $65,000. That's going to come down to like $25,000. I remember the days. I bought a 07 with 9 miles on it, F-150, FX4, all the bells and whistles, $23,000 after rebates. It was $35,000 to start with. I'm telling you, everything's going to become crashing down. A lot of people are going to be suffering. The unprepared are going to hurt the most. It's just going to be what it is. The ignorant are going to suffer the most here. And those with the knowledge, those with the patience, those who see what's coming are going to reap the rewards. And it ain't going to be the World Economic Forum. This guy's on a second heart attack. This dude is on his way out. I'm telling you, he's not going to make it. Klaus Schwab will not see a new world order in his lifetime. Not going to happen.
Well, I don't think it's going to come down to $25,000, because I think the bottom's going to drop out of the world economy.
Maybe even less. I mean, you know, new car manufacturing might come to a halt for a minute, actually. You know, 3 to 6 months maybe at some point. You know, because people won't be able to afford it.
Yeah, and then did you see the latest on the layoffs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, get this. Bezos of Amazon, right?
You're not on Twitter. You're not on Twitter, so go ahead.
Right. He's laying off thousands of people, and he says after the first year, it's going to probably be even more than that. But guess when their last day is? This is Amazon, right?
Yeah, April. Their last day, I'm going to say the 20th, December 20th.
Oh, you're real close. The 23rd. 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Amazon can't get you a package. That's the last day you can actually get a package to somebody by Christmas or whatever. And it's going to be timed it for a Friday, 2 days before Christmas.
You're fired.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
But it looks like it's
hell yeah, I can believe it. Look, they're gonna Amazon owned Whole Foods store. Have you ever been in one?
Oh yeah. My family shops. You know, they only eat all.
So you're paying $12 for a loaf of bread?
No.
Yeah, that's Whole Foods. $12 for your average loaf of bread in Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, my
grapes, $8. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not big on
$7. Uh-huh.
Right.
Whole Foods, owned by Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, they want to – that's going to be the prototype.
But the bigger issue about the layoffs is that
– no, there'll be no more work in there, bro. It's just going to be unmanned. It'll be unmanned. That's going to be the prototype, unmanned. There'll be no layoffs. There'll be no people to lay off. It won't be.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is what's getting ready to happen is it looks like it's going to be like a 10% layoff across the board.
Yeah.
Walmart, Target, you know, Walgreens, you know, all these
different. A lot of these corporations, I hope they go by the wayside. I'm sorry. People need to go out and get some real skills that contribute to humanity instead of
Walmart's closing 400 of its super centers.
Oh, they can go away too. But Walmart's need to be destroyed, not turned into FEMA camps.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, we're getting ready to go into, we're coming into judgment.
I'm not going to, look, here's why I can't just walk away. Here's why I can't walk away from where I'm at. You haven't lived in this backyard. You didn't see this backyard when you were a kid. You didn't experience this backyard growing up. You didn't go through it. Now here I am as an adult, and I have free reign. I have such a good setup. I have a really, really good thing going. And I'm trying to hold on to it as long as I can. But make no mistake, I know there'll be a day where I got to walk away from this, and it might be in a hurry. So I got multiple backpacks. I got clothes packed. I mean, I'm telling you, I got minimal things that I would need to grab right here in my house. Everything I got in my house is pretty much expendable. It's all just a bunch of crap in the big picture. It's all garbage. So I'm with you on the fact that I might have to get up and go sometime, and quickly. I get it. But in the meantime, man, I got some unfinished business. I hope you understand. I'm not done yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we covered the war. We covered the next pandemic. We did the layoffs, the economics.
Yeah, the layoffs are coming. I think the housing crash is going to come. The automobile crash is going to come. I think if you were smart with your money and you had, you know, you have some gold, you got out of crypto and you bought gold with your crypto, that was a smart move.
What's going to be interesting is to see what happens with gold tomorrow. Now that Putin says he'll go along with the caps.
I bet it goes up 10-20%.
If you pay in gold, yeah. That's a game changer.
First week, 10-20% first week.
And see, what he knows.
Gold derivatives.
He knows it's going to double. And so by him only taking a gram for a barrel, for people who don't know it, so an ounce of gold is, I think, 31 and a half grams, something like that. And an ounce of gold is running.
What that means, gold's going to go up, but gas is going to go way down.
Yeah, well, the big thing is that
interesting.
By him doing this, that automatically, with that one move,
it just crushes their gas prices, the caps, everything. It's got to, it crushes it.
Yeah, and it inflates the Russians' gold stock.
Yeah,
the amount of money they got.
Yeah, it's gonna. It just derails this. It derails the World Economic Forum. It does.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, Mechanic, it's going to be a war. They can't let it happen. And that, the only choice they got now.
Hey, what do you think of this? I got a theory. And it's a little funky, but so Biden's administration's falling apart. Do you hear about this cat, Sam Brittain? Yeah, you ever heard of him?
I think I heard a name like that. I can't even connect it though.
Yeah, well, he's in charge of the U.S. Department of Nuclear Waste.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of him.
Appointed by the Biden administration. He's now been accused and currently has He now currently has a felony warrant for his arrest. This is an out-in-the-open, non-binary trans person. Shaved head, red lipstick.
Oh, I've seen that freak, yeah.
Yeah, so check this out. Now he gets
Accused of stealing luggage
and underwear and stuff, right?
He did it again.
Really?
He stole another set of luggage. And not only that, he's now being accused of some type of like jewelry theft. This dude has been a long time crook. It's all starting to fall apart. This is the nuclear waste secretary, non-binary, who is a member, walk with me, who is a member of this dog pound thing going on in the military, where a bunch of military individuals wear these like dog masks and they follow the orders of some superiors, mostly homosexual, could be some dominatrix type things. And I guess a lot of these, it's quite possible this maybe a basketball player in charge of, as well, are involved in it. And that's why they traded for her, because she was going to talk. Furthermore, this Brittany chick that went to Russia. Hey, you, get out of the kitchen. Get out. There's rumors that Russian media is posting stories about her being a man, discovered to be a man while in prison. Uh-huh.
I know one thing.
Uh-huh.
Every former and present Marine is pissed off at the White House for that trade, not getting that Marine out of the Russian prison, that Wall or whatever his name is. They could have made the trade for a Marine.
Boots.
Yeah, I can't keep up with names anymore.
Boots.
But, I mean, the trade for a basketball player.
Yeah, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's the trade for a fictional character. That is a fictional character. Brittany Grime or whatever the hell the name is a fictional character. It's supposedly a black, gay, female WNBA star, right? Wrong. What it really is a black male with some basketball skills who's being paid millions of dollars to live a public life as a transgender and to play a role. I mean, this chick, they did this on purpose so they could give this dude back to Russia. I'm sure there was a behind the scenes deal that said, Russia said, look, we got this girl. She was smoking some weed. You know, what do you want to do with this? And they made a deal early on, and they made her do some time to make fun of her, to threaten this and that. It's funny. I don't know. Maybe she never did any time at all. This whole thing looked like theater to me, to be honest with you. I doubt she ever even went anywhere to jail at this point. You know?
I don't know. She looked pretty rough on the plane. I caught a little clip of that.
She? And
her voice dropped a whole bunch, too.
Yeah. Have you seen him without Have you seen him without a shirt on?
No. I can't take in any kind of my imagination is so good, mechanic.
Let me show you.
I can remember. Let me tell you this. I still got the image.
It's a man. I show you all the same tattoos. It's a dude. Playing basketball, it's a man.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, Robert Revolt, he says that this Russian arms dealer, he's done like over 1,000 or 1,500 runs for the CIA. He's worked for the federal government. He's friends with Putin. And so Robert Revolt, he's got this theory that this guy, he might be. Have you seen pictures of him, video of him?
Who?
The trade, the Russian trade.
Yeah, I know exactly who he is. Merton of Death. I've known him for a minute. Yeah. Right. Nicolas Cage played him in a movie called Lord of War.
Right. Yeah. So he So Robert's got this theory, as far as I can make it out, that he's actually the go-between between Putin and Biden, and that he was sent back to be part of the negotiations back and forth. Some kind of back channel. But you're right. Your instincts were right. Something doesn't make sense about this. For sure.
Yeah. Here it is right here. Tell me when you can see my screen. You're gonna love this right here. You know, what are you going to do about this? This right here is just, it's a man. This is her, supposedly, pronoun. This is the one that went to jail. This is just playing hoops. Same tattoos, same everything, same person. It's a man. They're in our face. Look, Adam's apple.
Wow.
Adam's apple right here. Adam's apple.
Well, not only that, completely flat chest.
Yeah, that's it's a man.
No hips. That, yeah, it's a dude. You're right. Wow.
This is what happened, Jacker. This dude went to Russia, posing as a man or as a woman, went into a woman's bathroom in Russia. Women don't take kindly to LGBTQ in Russia. Woman comes out, calls the police in Russia, says, hey, there's a man in here acting like a woman. Police show up, turns out, oh, who do we got here? Oh, it's one of these American transgenders.
Yeah, it's even breaking news. Moscow Free Press. Siberian prison guards are reporting that Brittany Grine is a man.
That's right.
And they got the pictures to prove it. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm talking about the hubris of these people. To put somebody like, you know, Obama, a black Muslim, which he wasn't, he's a Satanist, with his man wife, you know, Michelle, in which that's the reason why she's not running.
He referred to Michelle as Michael on 3 different occasions.
Yeah. In front of the generals, at no less. They just live in a bizarro world, a world that we can't even.
And they create this. It's a clown world. They create the clown world. They love this clown world. They want to strip everybody from anything pleasant, anything real, anything logical, anything with accountability. They want to strip us of emotions. They literally want us so discontented with life, so unhappy with life in general, that we will ask to be killed by the state, that we will volunteer, that we will walk up to a medical doctor, a hospital, and tell them, I just don't want to live anymore. My conditions suck. And the hospital will say, okay, 90 days, we'll come for you. That's what they're doing in Canada right now, bro. So it's pretty twisted right now what's happening. We got a Raggedy Ann. We got a black Raggedy Ann for the press secretary. Again, they mock us. They turn everything traditional into garbage. They turn everything logical into irrational, unreasonable. They turn logic into hysteria, inversion. You know? It's a monolithic, JFK was right, and he got himself killed for it. He was right. He was trying to tell us, and he was right, and here we are right now. We're screwed, and we're screwed unless we make a huge comeback here. We got a bunch of ass clowns driving around on the streets of America who think it's no big deal to put a mask back on again. Here we are, 2022, the end of 2022. People are about to put a mask back on, bro. They want to put masks back on kids inside of schools, bro. There are parents that are going to allow this again.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
Well, that tells me that, and now it's up to dozens and dozens. of, it looks like it's actually organic, all of these at these power stations and at these government communication towers of violent acts. It could be people are so angry. And I heard one today from this guy, Full Spectrum Survival. He says the way they're getting them is they're not getting them through the footage of their automobiles, you know, where they use AI to figure out they passed by where the shots were fired. They're doing it through their cell phones. So they're literally scooping up everybody's cell phone information that's in a particular area of where, you know, the thing went down at that particular time. And now they're working backwards.
Yeah.
Narrowing the pool down of people who are, you know, shooting these places up.
But yeah, I think about every 15 to 20 minutes in Donetsk, Ukraine is shelling that region. Ukraine is shelling Donetsk about every 15 to 20 minutes today. That's the report I read. They're shelling any type of Russia sympathizers. If you speak Russian, you could be killed in Ukraine.
Oh, they're just shelling neighborhoods. There's no military equipment.
All residential areas.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's genocide.
Yeah, that whole thing is about
they're
to get...
They're blaming it on Russia.
Yeah, and I've gamed it out, and I'm thinking the only way Putin has got to actually end this thing really, really quick.
He's got to drop with something huge.
Yeah, he's got to just go. He's got to give the Chechens 100,000 motorcycles. He's got to drop 100,000 paratroopers on it.
No, it's too much bloodshed. Just level the capital. Call it a day.
Nah, can't do that. He's going to have to take it and go for a decapitation and put an end to the war. And then install a new government.
He's talking about peace talks again today. He's like, I welcome it. Anybody who wants to come talk, let's talk, let's rap. And now they're making an oil deal? You know it's on. And the Democrats, because they don't want to lose this presidency, the Democrats are going to take responsibility for making a peace deal, and everything's going to just be this like, oh, we're just want to have a military presence just in case, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem is they got to give Russia the $300 billion back they froze. They got to give them their gold back. They're going to have to fix that pipeline.
They're probably going to tell them, all right, all those tanks in Poland, they're yours. Are we even? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't mock, you know, I don't map this out like you do, you know, the war thing. I think Putin's been replaced. Putin is a replacement. The modern day Putin is not the Putin of 1980s. Different dude. It's the same with Biden. Different guy. Not the same dude. Biden from the 70s and 80s is not the dude from the 2020 election. So.
Also, you think Putin's been playing a higher game? He's in on it.
It says that we're not on the air right now for some reason. I see the server. I clearly see the server.
Oh, I see the server. Well, let me just check. It's easy to check.
Well, they're telling me. They're telling me I'm not. You guys telling me I'm not on the air right now? Why?
It might be.
Jerry Bear's telling me I'm not on the air. I think Susie Q and everybody else can hear me. Yeah, I think we're on the air. I think it's Jeremy that's having trouble with the radio. Let me get a 5x5. Yeah, we are. We're live. We're on the air. All right, no problem. Thank you, Susie Q. Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, Jeremy, get a grip on your gear, huh?
Might be.
Yeah. Jeremy was telling him. Yeah, we're on the air, Jacker. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah, I just checked that we are.
Yeah, we're definitely on. Okay, let's go through my Twitter here. I got some very interesting things to wrap up the show with. And right along with me,
It's completely ridiculous. They're wearing a mask again over here. Katie Gibbs, this is on December 10th. Yay for conferences with COVID measures. 17,000 people registered for COP15. Each gets 2 boxes of masks and 3 boxes of rapid tests. Masks and daily negative COVID tests are required on site. So this is a big data collection. Collect your bacteria, cesspool of filth right here. Again, this is starting up all over America where they're going to use masks now to apparently slow the flu down and pneumonia and RSV. Here's our lovely first candidate with the mask. You see my screen? Isn't she just lovely? Just all masked up. Nice big virtue signal, you know? Lovely. Yeah, and then right here, let's see what we got here. Oh yeah, this is another libtard over here mocking parents about gender.
About whether or not, I have a thought. Now I know the trolls are gonna be like, oh, she should have stopped there, but I'm not gonna do that. So there's a lot of controversy about whether or not sex education, health education, relationships, gender, all that stuff should be taught in the classroom. Here's what I think. You as in parents, send their kids to school to learn math, reading, writing, history, science from a professional, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But in the same token, a lot of people who do that also think that they're experts in sexuality education because they've had kids. With all due respect, just because you have kids does not mean that you are a sexuality education expert. It does not mean you are an expert in sex. It does not mean you are an expert in the body. It does not mean you are an expert in gender. It does not mean you are an expert in relationships. So the same way that we're sending our kids to school to learn these skills, these life skills like math and quadratic equations and calculus and whatever else from a professional, we also need to be ensuring that our students are learning information about their health, about identity, about very complex issues from a professional. I mean, like, it makes sense. It makes sense.
How much trouble are we in, Hijacker?
Well, that's pretty bad. Yeah, you're looking at a corrupt human being.
It's a school teacher. It's a school teacher, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what you can do with that person.
Middle school.
They, I don't know what you do with somebody like that.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how you fix their head. And then that they're in charge of children, that's a crime.
Yeah, they need to be arrested immediately. And she needs to name every child she ever had this kind of conversation with. And then those parents need to be informed. And that any kind of adverse effects as a result of those conversations, like, transitioning and this type of thing, need to be dealt with swiftly. And she needs to be held accountable, both medically, financially, legally, civilly, all of it. All these people do. All these people do. Gender affirmation care is another term for child mutilation. But nothing more, nothing less, period. It's black and white to me, anyways. And apparently, Liz Cheney plans on leaving the Republican Party if Trump wins in 2024. Why don't you just leave now? You're already a Democrat, for frick snack. Liz Cheney. Yeah, Jack, we're up against it. We got about 6 or 7 minutes left. You want to take 3 minutes and really put something on the table and let people know? I will be back here at the High Council, hopefully with Jacker on Wednesday night, 3 hours from midnight on the West Coast, midnight on the East Coast, the High Council Roundtable. We typically have quite a few of the regular hosts here on Revolution Radio. Studio A join us. Also Studio B hosts join us. It's a great listen. I recommend you tune in. Jacker, anything to say here in our final thoughts?
No, except that I am thinking that we're, unless there's something that we don't know about, this is really big, sticking in a couple thousand pieces of heavy equipment into Poland. That is not good. Scott Ritter's reporting that there's already tens of thousands of Poles that are manning the front line, the line of contact. So it's already kind of like an open proxy war. But if this thing goes into like something direct, I mean, to where NATO actually does go in and go toe-to-toe with Russia, it ain't going to be long before Putin makes the assessment that he can't overcome the superior air power. And he realizes that it's going to be over for Russia.
Well, look, we got to talk about home as well. San Francisco guaranteed income program for pregnant black women to expand across California. That's right. San Francisco now guarantees income for pregnant. If you're a black female, they guarantee your income. And you know damn well they still go after the deadbeat dad law, and they're getting that money from that father as well. So, yeah, this is insane. We're just clown world. It's clown world. Hey, get out of there. It's clown world. We're so screwed. So many things would have to change to get people in the right frame of mind to deal with what's coming. And I just hope it happens sooner than later, man. So many more people need to join the fight. So many more people. Ronan, what are you doing? Get over here. So many more people. It's just crazy. So glad.
Yeah, well, I think
so fortunate I don't have a family.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Jesus even talked about, you know, woe unto them when these days come for the mother that gives suck, you know, to their infant. In other words, they're going to be, you know, wow. You expect the Son of God to say something like that. Man, that means it's really going to have to be bad. Regretting, you know, that you got children.
It's just it's a horrible time to be a child right now. It really is, especially if you have gullible parents. If you have naive, gullible, spineless, gutless parents, you're just screwed. You're just screwed. They're just going to inject you with a bunch of shit. You know, lucky you get 15 years out of life. You can't play any sports because your heart's damaged.
Yeah, and they get them in high school and they read teen magazine and they just, wow.
And then they want to change your gender at the same time. So take four vaccines, cut your boobs off. We'll give you a synthetic penis. It's crazy. This is insane. This is just absolutely insane. Murderous bastards in these hospitals that allow this. And they want to make that kind of talk a hate crime. Going against this agenda is a hate crime. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It's and anybody that you talk to, they all say they've never seen anything like it in their life on multiple things. Doesn't matter if it's economics, this pandemic, the vaccine, what's happening at the border, you know, even the inflation. It just, nobody's ever seen anything like this. It's just the insanity.
I'm going down in a ball of flames, bro. I'm going down like a hurricane. I'm telling you, I'm an AC/DC song. I'm a bat out of hell. I'm telling you, man, as this increases, so will my tenacity. I will not be broken, dude. I make this promise to everybody listening right now. I will not be broken. My resolve is unmatched. I'm telling you. You just don't understand me. If you don't feel where I'm coming from right now, then you haven't been listening. I'm in the perfect set of circumstances for this. I got no one relying on me but this dog, and he stays pretty close without a leash.
Very loyal. Won't get low. Won't let anybody between him and I. It's a beautiful thing. I got loyalty in the police department, the sheriff's department.
Oh, yeah. Those dogs, I've got one. I don't know if you know it, mechanic there.
Yeah, I do know. I do know.
It's got the black face, right?
Yeah, black of the black muzzle. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
The black mask.
Don't teach it to jump.
Oh, my goodness. Right now, the snow is only about 6 feet off by my second story porch, which is normally about 25 feet off my second story porch. This dude could easily just go right over that thing and meet me at the bottom anytime he wanted to. It's all out there.
He wouldn't care. He knows how intelligent they are. When you talk to them, it's almost like
very inquisitive, you know, always focused on what you're saying. What are we doing? Where are we going? What's going on? Wants to be
notice the loyalty. They stay right beside you. They're incredible.
He's pretty close. I mean, he's getting there. He's got an issue with some attention orders. I mean, he's getting better. A little bit longer, I'll have him. He'll be there.
Yeah, well, I've got a female one. And
they're a little calmer.
Yeah, and they don't wander either.
So this guy he's an intact male. He's full of testosterone. He'll take all comers. He's been challenged by all sizes of dogs. And he just holds his ground. He doesn't engage. But if they try to mount him, he ain't having it. And he's so quick. He's so fast. So fast.
Yeah, I got mine.
He's the fastest dog I've owned, quite possibly.
Right, I got mine through my daughter. Ended up marrying a cop who had one, and because they're such a high maintenance, high intensity, and the quarters that they were living in, they knew the dog would be better off on a farm, and so that's how I ended up with mine. It was given to me, probably saving their marriage. Anyways, go ahead, mechanic.
All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in for Late Night with the Mechanic. We were joined by the Hijacker tonight. Quick 2 hours for you in the books. A lot of back and forth. We'll be back for the High Council.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone banking. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Zero XE zero.